Nature has been altered. The landscapes of the planet are now mostly subjugated by man. Apart from a few scattered outposts, deserts, the polar regions, and the highest mountain ranges, there is little that we have not touched or rebuilt. Little wonder, then, that the sea represents so strongly the untamed and the unknown, for it appears to be largely unaltered by man, a natural force that still has to be reckoned with. The ocean's ability to hide its wounds beneath its surface, of seeming so secure and unchanging, is its curse. For the truth is that the seas are now more threatened than threatening. Pollution, overfishing, and wanton destruction have all taken their toll. Nevertheless, spiritual exhaustion has heightened our fascination for the sea. It is recognized as another often hostile world that we enter at our peril, but also as an inexhaustible source of riches to be plundered. It is populated by creatures that we interpret all too often in mystical terms. There are the mighty whales, benign and godlike, stone gardens of coral reef, inhabited by colourful clouds of fish, and always, in the background, the feared shadow of the shark. For in this mythical world of generalizations, shark is an umbrella term that sweeps a large and diverse group of animals into a gothic focus. They are seen as evil and primitive, huge creatures that glide silently out of the depths to attack the unsuspecting swimmer in the shallows. This view has been nurtured by the media. Sharks have been sensationalized into old-fashioned demons. This state of affairs is gradually changing. Divers often see sharks in their natural habitat and remember the experience with exhilaration. For sharks include some of the most beautiful creatures on the planet. They also include some of the most formidable predators. And yet attacks by sharks on people are extremely rare. Scientific investigation of sharks continues to replace myth and cliché with fact. What popular natural history books once described as perfect eating machines unchanged for hundreds of millions of years are, in fact, highly evolved.